It has been 151 years since the last slave was freed in America. That's when word of the Emancipation Proclamation finally reached Galveston, Texas. The anniversary, known as Juneteenth, is marked in African American communities throughout the country, and as President Obama has said, Juneteenth has never been a celebration of victory or an acceptance of the way things are. Instead, it's a celebration of progress. It's an affirmation that despite the most painful parts of our history, things do get better. Sandra Shawhan is the vice president of the African Americans on Maui's Association, which will celebrate Juneteenth on Saturday, and she's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for the information that you gave as an introduction to Juneteenth. It was very relevant and also perfect in the information. Thank you.
Well, certainly, Sandra. And you know, there's always this question with history where, you know, every culture has got something extremely painful in its past. And in the case, certainly, of white culture in America, a great deal to be ashamed of. What is the value of keeping ugly memories alive?
The value of keeping ugly memories alive is, as you mentioned, Juneteenth is the oldest African American celebration of the ending of slavery in America. And because it's celebrated on June 19th, then it becomes important because my symbol for Juneteenth is chains, and Juneteenth symbolizes breaking of those chains. Even though we still have many challenges ahead of us, Juneteenth is very symbolic of the ending of slavery, though we still have many, many more challenges ahead of us.
Sandra, in your dealing with young people, young African Americans, do they understand the legacy of having ancestors who were brought here and lived in chains?
Well, it's hard for me to answer that, Chris, because I'm really not around young African Americans that much, even though I taught in the Department of Education for 39 years. What I do know is that unless the parents stress these holidays, these African-American holidays that we share, and unless the parents bring their young children and their teenagers to these events that we have, the legacy will soon probably just be carried on by the elders among us, myself included.
But that's no good if it just remains with the elders, right?
Well, it's really hard to promote something because the elders will pass away and soon things will be hard to keep going, but we still have to celebrate Juneteenth. For myself, I really enjoy the celebrations of Kwanzaa, the celebrations of Juneteenth, and our Martin Luther King Day, as
sure,
well as Black History Month. Those are very important events for me as a African-American.
I would think that would be important for everyone of African-American ancestry just because of the need to understand what
yes,
went before, yeah?
Yes, it is. Though attendance is sometimes small, the awareness still needs to be there in front of everyone regardless of race, creed, or color, or sexual orientation because lest we never forget these situations that happened in our history as we move forward and focus on the future.
Well, Sandra, as you say, you're an educator, and do you feel that the whole history of slavery was adequately addressed in formal education?
Oh, absolutely not, Chris. Absolutely
yeah,
not. It never was. You know, we would kind of promote it during when Martin Luther King's birthday in January, we would do something with that. And as an African-American principal, I used at the schools that I was principal, I would try to bring these different events to the school, but I feel like that once I left the school, then that would probably be about the end of the emphasis, although teachers would try to carry those things on.
But why doesn't the, you know, the school system itself, I mean, shouldn't it come from them?
It should come from them. It should be part of the curriculum. But Chris, right now there's so much emphasis on testing and assessment and meeting standards and budget concerns, and there's so many other pressures on the teachers and on the system that it's really difficult to squeeze everything in that needs to be done. And unfortunately, the cultural events that we promote don't get in there as much as I would like to see.
I'm hearing more and more about a movement in education to sort of protect students from disturbing information, and I find that whole movement pretty disturbing. I mean, if you're protected from disturbing information, chances are you're going to repeat whatever it was that disturbed you, right?
Well, and also there's a way to present this information that is not disturbing to children or not disturbing to others. It's just a fact of life. Unfortunately, I have to just say it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to be ignored, yeah?
Well, we can't ignore it because it's still happening in many cultures and in many areas of the world. Right here in the United States of America, there's still people who are suffering from the bondage of slavery and the bondage of racism, and all of those things are still happening, although they may be more subtle here in Hawaii. There's still a lot of racism, and there's still challenges that we need to face and move forward with.
Well, small steps, right, Sandra? At least
very small.
Yeah. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Chris, and I appreciate this interview.
That's a real pleasure. Sandra Shawn is vice president of the African Americans on Maui Association, which will celebrate Juneteenth at the African American Memorial in Wailuku's Iao Park, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.